Blog Talk Radio.
Time, y'all. Time to open up your mind. Time to raise your voice. Time to be entertained and enlightened and then learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. Coming at you with the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/howwasyourweekend was with a Z. The caller number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. Hello and welcome tonight. Tonight is Wednesday, June 16th. Happy birthday to all our birthday people out there. For those who don't know, who never heard the show before, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. We're broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It is hot, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if y'all can stand the heat outside, but the show is going to be even hotter. So grab a cool drink, whether it's your Hennessy, whether it's your Crown, whether it's your vodka, maybe even a martini, and have a good time tonight and just listen and learn with the family, because this is how we do it each and every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central. For all my callers and listeners and bloggers, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Each week, this show just gets better and better. Tonight, you know how we party. It's not going to be any different. Happy Father's Day coming up this Sunday. This Sunday is going to be the ever popular third Sunday in June, as my mom would put it. It's Father's Day. It's a special day for dads when they, you know, like our mothers, they're pampered by their children. We give them gifts. We go to church. You know, we even surprise dad with that good old Father's Day dinner, whether we take him out, somebody cooks a nice meal for him. I mean, this is just a wonderful day, ladies and gentlemen, when dad gets his special electric drill or his handy new hammer so he can go around and fix all the problems in the house and make it better for the family. You know, we depend on dad. We depend on Father to come in and do that thing for us. And everyone is full of smiles and laughter. And we all, you know, edify Dad. We fluff up his pillow, hand him an ice cold beer. We hand him a tall glass of lemonade, let him relax and, you know, prop the feet up and watch the game. You know, occasionally we'll give him a hug and let him know just how much we appreciate Dad for being there for us. He takes us fishing. He comes to our recitals and fixes our cars and helps us with our homework. And he shares with us the growing pains of life that we learn and get wiser and make mistakes along the way.
All that bullshit, man, and hit these business with the real, please.
The real.
Niggas always want some credit for some shit they supposed to do. For some shit they just supposed to do. A nigga will brag about some shit a normal man just does. A nigga will say some shit like, I take care of my kids. You're supposed to be a dumb motherfucker.
Well, you know, Chris Rock is keeping it real. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, are we painting the false image of our fathers? You know, do you mean to tell me that there's not a man out there that I just described? Do you mean to tell me that there's a false image of what fathers are supposed to do? Do you mean to tell me that there are men out there who don't want to give back to their families? So why are we even celebrating these men? I mean, what's going on, folks? We really need to tune in and edify this man who's maybe doing something, maybe not. Happy Father's Day. Really? We're going to talk about that tonight, ladies and gentlemen. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend was with a Z. The chat room is open on the blog. The chat room is open at howwasyourweekend.com was with a Z. We're going to just keep the party going and just enjoy this conversation tonight with not only myself but our special guest panel. You may have heard some of these gentlemen chime in before. Coming from Kansas City, Missouri, in the Midwest, we've got Mr. Eric E. Doug Wilson. Eric, are you on the line?
I am here. Can you hear me?
That's what's up, man. Good to have you aboard tonight. And also calling from the ATL, we have Mr. Carl Willingham. Carl, I believe, are you also there tonight?
I'm here, E. Andy, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, man. Gentlemen, coming up this Sunday, we're going to be discussing Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you gentlemen before we even get the show started. You know, let's keep it real 100 tonight, gentlemen. I mean, we have a lot of situations going on out there where men are just not being edified for some of the things that they're either doing or they're not doing. And, I mean, you've seen it. We call them deadbeat dads. We call them baby daddies. You know, is it no longer a stand-up father going on out there? I mean, you know, Carl, maybe you want to chime in on that. What kind of relationship did you have with your father? Did you see this growing up?
I saw it growing up with some of my friends. Now, my mom and dad got divorced when I was very young, but I did get to know that he was around. I have two older sisters who got to know him more than I did, but there was still a sense of family and community in our circle.
Okay. E-Dub, what about yourself, my man?
Well, I grew up without a father in the home, but basically most of my time was spent with my grandfather, so I picked up a lot of ways from my grandfather and the other half, the woman's side, from my mom. So I grew up in a single parent, but I don't really call it like that because I've always had my grandfather there who put down the beat downs on me. And so he was more or less the father figure, and then I had my grandmother and babysitter and different other things like that. So I got a little bit of everything.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about tonight. You know, we're talking about Happy Father's Day. You know, really, do we really need to celebrate this? So we'll start with you, Carl. You know, why do you think that there is – a need or a bond? Why is the bond so important for fathers to really gel with their children?
Well, speaking as a male, I think that it's important for fathers to bond with their sons and teaching them just through example and not just even practical application as far as telling them what to do, but through example, teaching them how they ought to carry themselves out in the world. And I know for me, being a dad and having a son, I'm very conscious of the way I behave because I know he's always watching me. He's always mimicking me. I would imagine for women or girls growing up, what would be important in having a relationship with their dad is that first relationship that they have with a man should be a positive one, should be one where the man is showing them that they are deserving of respect and being treated right, also having to be able to see their dad interact with their mom, and again, just seeing how men ought to treat women and how the things that they, as they grow up, will accept and not accept.
Okay. Eric, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I believe in some of that too, but being realistic at this day and age, you know, that doesn't seem to be on. I didn't see what I seen when I did have a father in the home or whatever. I seen how the abusive side of it. I didn't see that old Huxtable side or whatever. So when I by not having a father in the home or whatever, when I started having kids, I chose to break the cycle. I chose that what I was going to do was I wasn't going to be a father that was going to leave or whatever and leave my kids behind. I chose to be there. If the woman, if their mother wanted to leave and go and do all that, you go. I'll keep the kids. You know what I'm saying? So that was my choice I made. As far as what the brother said, yes, that is the political correct of whatever. You do want to teach your child how to treat a lady, your sons how to treat a lady or whatever. You want to teach your son the values of a man or what a man should do or what a man shouldn't do. What is the definition of a man? You know what I'm saying? And all those things. But in this day and age, we've can't blame it always on the kids. We have to blame it on us that we fell short of teaching these kids some of this stuff and allow them, just because, you know what I'm saying, we want them to leave us alone, we've allowed them to play with these games, get on this internet, and entertain them that way instead of taking them back to the fishing banks and different other things like that. So, I mean, I could go on and on, but, you know, I'm going to try to let us keep going and get to the point.
Well, you know, I want to say this, that even though you did not grow up in the ideal setting, you still recognize how important it is for the dad to be around, and you decided to break the cycle. You decided to create your own legacy for your family going forward. I commend you on that, but I think you do recognize how important it is to have a dad and for you to be a part of your children's lives.
Oh, I definitely agree. You know, I call my sons, you know, I try to call them quite often or whatever. I have two here in town and one out of town, and I, you know, just to touch base with them and communicate with them. So I do think it's very important to be in their lives, because at the end of the day, I want to be the one that they can truly say that they can count on dad.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Was with the Z, ladies and gentlemen. Calling number tonight, 646-727-3279. I mean, let's talk about some of the negative influences that keep men from being fathers to their children. What type of things are you all seeing that, you know, can cause some issues that, you know, men just aren't allowed to be fathers to their children?
Well, one thing that I think that allows fathers not to be fathers to their children is we have two different points of this I would like to make. You have a point of a father that is can't find a job or whatever. He makes a bad decision trying to feed his family or whatever and turns to the street and gets incarcerated. So he's taken out the home away from the child or whatever. Then you have the father that just basically end up letting his dick think for him. He wasn't ready for children, and now he decides to leave, you know. Then you have a father, you have the original father that's there all the time. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that might, health could be an issue, you know, but on the deadbeat side of it, it's just the fact that they don't want to do it. They choose not to do it. You know, it's a lot of dads incarcerated. It's a lot of dads that want to be there. Yeah, they was on the street. They made a bad decision or a bad choice of employment or however you want to look at it, and they've been taken away from their kids, and some of them just done did some stupid things in the heat of the moment. And then you got those that's just stupid enough to want to go out there and hurt the babies or whatever. I don't consider them. I don't even want to talk about them. So that's part of my views on it.
Well, speaking of talking, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines and let our callers chime in tonight. We have our caller calling from Dallas, Texas. I believe this is Mr. Ricky Williams. Ricky, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to go ahead and chime in and tell us what you've been hearing, what's going on tonight?
Well, could you just repeat that question again?
Well, what we're talking about is, you know, are some men, you know, what are some of the negative influences that are going on that some men are not able to be fathers or get edified as a father out here in society?
The biggest negative influence, so we're going to be 100% real, is I'm sorry, as women, we done stuck our dick in. Let's keep it real, because the first negative thing a person says is usually the baby mama, because she's disgruntled with us. That's the first negative thing that ever happens. Your daddy ain't shit. He ain't no good. That's the first negative sign. That separates us from our children, because you sorry bitch that's saying some shit like that. Now, there's real women who will actually say, this is your father, this is who he is, love your daddy. We didn't make it. But it's like 85% of these hoes are just like, you ain't shit, you ain't gonna ever be shit. And the only time you want to see your kid is when you giving me money. So that's the only negative thing I really see. Because if you a dad and you don't have a job, you still a father. That just means the economy bad. Let's just say that realistically. You know, things happen in life, but that don't mean you less of a father. But, again, when you got all this negativity on one side of the family saying 24/7 your daddy ain't shit, then guess what? That's the only negative thing that I honestly see.
I think, though, if we're going to keep real, us as men, we have to take responsibility ourselves for the women that we chose to lay down with to get pregnant. You knew the bra was crazy in the beginning.
That pussy good,
you
though.
You, you know what I'm saying? But that's what they say, man. But damn, she got some good-ass pussy. Fuck that. You got to realize that sooner or later, you going to fuck up, and now you done stuck with this. You done stuck with that decision, man. I done let that good-ass pussy get me into fucked-up shit. But whose fault is it? See what I'm saying? So, therefore, yeah, they gonna those kind of women, regardless of what you do, they still gonna try to knock you down. For one, they done turned out that you done turned out to be a good ass brother, and shit, and she done fucked up. So what other part of the game do they have but the dirty Mackie? You know what I'm saying? But if she's a real woman, she gonna say, okay, me and your father, we don't get along, we don't see our views together, but he's still your father. I'd like you to be a part of his life. That's what the real woman would do, regardless of what their relationship is. Do it happen? Sometimes, a lot of times, but I can't call the percentage of it. I can't necessarily call the percentage of it or whatever, because I mean, I messed with a crazy-ass broad before, but she never dirty macked me as far as saying that I wasn't shit because I had the kids. She had no room to say that. You know what I'm saying? I took the kids. You go about
times,
your business.
But a lot of times the women had the kids. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yes, that's correct. A lot of them, they do have the kids. You know why? There are these women out here that there are not all women, so don't get me wrong, because I hope some women come in on this. We had to talk about this on the child support issue on one night. So, therefore, they don't want that money to leave. That's guaranteed. They hoping that's guaranteed money coming in along with that welfare check or that regular check or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That money, half that money, you know, they get it crossed up about what child support is really for. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, child support goes to help pay the bills, but it also helps support. It also helps you to get some of the things that you don't have that extra money for that child. That's my point of view.
Paul, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm smiling and chuckling because these brothers definitely have real strong opinions on this situation. For one, I think that there's enough blame to go around. Just like the men have a good idea of the type of woman that they're with before they have children with them. It's the other way around. The women, I think, have a good idea that the guy that they're seeing is probably a good candidate to be a deadbeat dad. And they continue to move forward with the relationship and go ahead and have a child, knowing that for the most part and the vast majority of the time, they're going to be the ones stuck with the child. So I think that they should show a little bit more prudence in who they choose to have children with. And the same thing with the dads. It's just that for a woman, the stakes are a little higher because statistically, they wind up with the children most of the time.
Now, is that and why is that? So if the women end up with the children, does that necessarily make the man out to be the bad guy, the father out to be the bad guy because she has custody?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think that it makes him out to be the bad guy. But what I do think, and again, this is me speaking from a position of growing up in a household with just my mom.
Right.
You know, dad, you know, mom and dad were divorced, but my mom handled things. The money that my mom got from my dad probably wasn't enough to take care of all the things that she needed to take care of with my sisters and I. And becoming a dad myself and being a parent and living with the day-to-day hassles of raising a kid, I would gladly pay someone else to do that work, man, if I didn't have to. So I don't know if these women, given the choice, would still choose to be a single parent for, you know, the money they're getting. Let's be honest. All of these women are not having babies by Puff Daddy. They're having babies by dudes with regular jobs or no jobs at all. So it's
right, exactly. Right now, no jobs at all.
It's a sweet deal.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Carl's right about that.
Tim Porter's doing all right, but that list of women is short and few and far between.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know what? I think that it just gets some of the men really do get a bad rap, but there are some brothers out there who really don't handle their business. You know?
For instance, there's a lot of
them. I was wanting him to call in tonight. Let me give you this scenario, gentlemen, that this brother has actually fathered 6 children by 5 different women and unemployed currently. Why? Because what I've been told is he stays away from his job. He only stays employed long enough to make his money. When the child support system catches up with him, he leaves to go get another job. All because, you know, of a certain situation between him and the mother, not wanting to pay out so much money. Can you believe that?
I believe it.
I believe it.
Why do you think something like that really happens?
He's running from responsibility.
I think the courts made child support to separate families. So that's why our brother's like, look, I'm bouncing because you're taking everything away from me, period. And I got to give to these old trifling-ass women. And so, yeah, I'll run. Come on, that's from a hustler standpoint. Come on, let's look from a hustler standpoint. Not that just because women listening tonight, we got to be some sweet, sensitive-ass dudes. Now, let's just keep it real. The reason why dude did it is because he's running. He's going to give his money up to these females. You know this. The shoe was on the other foot, and women knew, okay, well, if I have a child and I'm making all this money, guess what? I'm going to have to give him half. You think they're going to be working high-paying jobs? Truthfully. Anybody?
Rick, you gotta be honest though. Okay, from a hustler standpoint, a hustler gonna be a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Let me just put it in our language.
Mm-hmm.
I was a hustler. I was a street pharmaceutical. Okay. But at the same time, I was a father, too. So I didn't let my kids know what I was doing. They was a lot younger. All they knew was I had to go somewhere and I'd come back. But when I was coming back, I'm cooking for them, make sure they've had food in the house, make sure the bills is paid, the light bills paid, all of that. Plus, I still had a child in St. Louis that I was paying child support on. So I sent that down there. So it's the choices that you make. I don't think that the government or whoever, the courts or whatever, made child support to separate families. I think they made child support to make the parent responsible, because it takes two to make that child, to make either the mother or the father responsible, whoever's the custodial parent, to help out that other person. Yeah, it's a lot cheaper. It's a lot, just like the brother said. I would rather send the child support in than have the responsibility of being with the kids all the time, and you get the whining, you get the sickness, and do, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you have to show some type of support somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because when the custodial parents on welfare or something, now you got all these other people in the community and in the city or whatever that's paying your child support for you. So I think that's why they developed that child support on there. Because just like, you know, they're getting tired of it. They get tired of paying for it, and everybody else gets away scot-free and get to kick it and do all that other stuff. Taxes are being raised. I think that's part of it, too. You know, okay. So it's a whole little deal off in there, you know, that the fingers could be pointed at, but that's just my opinion.
And a very good one it is. You know, usually the phone lines would be lit up, but, you know, I think we're really touching home, because a lot of women are going to probably have to agree with us tonight. You know, they may have thought it was a male bashing session. They may have some of their own issues with their own child's father. But the reality is, ladies, I mean, you can't really talk bad about all these men, the ones that are stepping up to the plate. I mean, if you know somebody who's not stepping up to the plate, we'd love to hear about it. Call in, 646-727-3279. Chat about it with us in the blog room, blogtalkradio.com/hours-of-weekend. And we'll just kind of keep the party going, gentlemen, and just kind of talk about it. You know, if some things were to happen, whether it's finances or whatever the case may be, you know, if a man is stepping up to the plate and he's taking care of his responsibility, I pointed this question to a gentleman earlier, you know, if he gets the money, but he never sees the kid, does that make him a deadbeat dad or a good father? And vice versa, flip the question. If there's no money ever given to her for child support, but he takes care of that kid, does that still make him a deadbeat dad, or is he really a stand-up father? We can pass that around the horn a little bit. Carl, your thoughts on that?
That's an interesting question. I think that society views a deadbeat dad as a guy who is not providing financially. I think you would probably find lots of wealthy guys who are throwing money at their baby mamas and don't really have any relationship with the children, who are not being called deadbeat dads. There's actually a case here in Atlanta. A woman named Diana Goings has had twins by a lawyer named Willie Gary. And I think that her child support settlement is $28,000 a month. I don't think that the guy really has a lot of interaction with the children, but he's paying that child support, I'm sure grudgingly, but he's paying it. I don't think that he is being called in any circles a deadbeat dad. And so I think it's kind of tough on brothers who are finding it difficult to find a job, to raise some money, but who still want to be in their children's lives and, you know, just be able to be treated by treated with respect by the parents. I mean, I'm sure that you may have mothers who, if the guy is not bringing any bread to the party, she's not letting him see the child. So that just compounds the tragedy of, you know, the unwed mom and the dad not being in the household, and, you know, he's having issues with making money, and now on top of that, he can't even see the child. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, or a lot of women don't realize, is that they may think that they're hurting the dad, but who they're really doing the damage to is the children.
All right. Well, I hold that thought. We're going to open up the phone line, and we have a couple callers who want to chime in. Let's go out to California, and I have one of our callers go ahead and chime in. Caller, you on the line?
All right, you got a rag or something? Give her water or something. Yeah. Is this a rag? Just about all right. You're all right, I'm fine. Keep eyes closed. Keep eyes closed. You good. You good. You got the water. Have we got a towel or something?
Hello?
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 Yes.
Go ahead, call.
Yeah. Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was calling in, I'm getting a lot of feedback. I was calling in, I was listening a lot earlier, and I don't even know where to begin. In our culture, as far as us as African Americans, and it's even not even just our race, kids nowadays are being born out of such casualness. That's one reason why parents are not being, you know, responsible for the children. You may have where the dad wasn't really connected with the mom. He didn't love the mom. He wasn't careful. He wasn't responsible when he was spending time with the mother, and therefore she's pregnant. So because he still has animosity towards her, therefore it affects the kids, you know, and that's a big problem. And you have 2, 3, 4, 5 kids that are born from that. And then as far as I heard someone say that, you know, child support is set up, you know, to separate the family, that's not true. That's set up just strictly for responsibility. It's not society's responsibility to take care of these kids. Responsibility is also set for the mother and also for the father. But when, you know, not because I'm kidding, you're dealing with more mothers that are, you know, stuck with the kid. You know, the old saying is that little boys make trouble, little girls bring them home. And, you know, you're the one that has to take care of these babies. And it's so general to think that all mothers are doing X, Y, and Z with that money. There are so many moms that are struggling, so it's ridiculous. And I'll be honest with you, I am one. When I say that my child, her father and I were not in love, we dated, you know what I mean? We spent a lot of time together, but we were not in love with each other. We were not, you know, we didn't make the commitment to be married or anything like that, you know? And my daughter is here. She's 14 going on 15. And it has hurt me to the core. When I say literally hurt me, it puts me in tears how he treats her. And it has to do with the reflection of how he feels for me. He spends no time with her, barely. He feels as if she should be grateful that he does spend any time with her. They've never done father-daughter time together. They've never had a date night or anything like that. He just recently started coming to our programs and things like that. And then when we get about the child support, every time that he receives paperwork, he sued me for custody just to kind of stall. And just recently, they took him off child support because of a glitch. And he fought so hard not to support his kid. That's his seed, man. She looks like him, walks like him, talks like him. I mean, carbon copy. But because she's an extension of me, he can't stand doing anything for her. These moms are not getting this money to go get their hair fixed or anything like that. If they've taken their entire paycheck and made sure that home was taken care of first, and they get a little measly $200, $300, and if she did go and get a T-shirt or an outfit or something like that, that's just money back. Nobody is going out getting pregnant by these guys to have, you know, to get no check. For real, it's not like that. It does take two to take care of these kids. If you were married, if you were together, if you were living in a household, then that's how it is. If she's trying to take you to court, she's not worried about leaving you crazy for your money. You have a seat that you left with her. It's responsibility, period, point blank. And as far as, like, basketball players, the odds of getting in as far as like a professional sports, the odds are a million to one. So for a chick, yeah, you got gold diggers that are looking out, but that's not the norm. At the end of the day, we just want help. We just want you to spend time with them, be involved with them, come and get to know these kids. They're beautiful beings. It's an honor for me to be her mother. I would have more respect for him if he just left her alone. My dad was a sorry dad. He didn't pay child support. He didn't take care of me. My mom asked him for money. He told her flat out, I don't need no more bills. And I'll be honest with you, I got mad respect for the dude, and I'm close to him to this day. But to go through this ringer that I go through with my little girl's dad is so unnecessary, and he knows when it's all said and done, he wants no involvement with her because she's mine. It all starts with the foundation is these people are not connected. We're so casual with our bodies and our time, and we're giving ourselves, you know, to any and everybody. Every week you're with somebody new. Every month you're with, you know, this is my new lover, and so on and so forth. And so, therefore, the consequences for your actions, if it's not a baby, it's STDs, there's a consequence for that stuff. So you're not in love with his mom, and it also goes both ways. The mom wasn't in love with the father, so therefore she may not treat the kid right. I mean, it's deeper than the money, and it's so much deeper than the money. And I'll be honest with you, I don't mean to call and just go so hard or platinum on your show, but we're not having babies for $200 checks. Seriously, we're not. You know, we're being irresponsible just like you are being irresponsible too. And then that's the consequence of not being of taking care of your business, a baby, and therefore 18 years of if you didn't like her, if you didn't really know her, then there you go.
Hey, well, this is Dub. When I stated personally about those or whatever getting their check, I mean those women that aren't trying to work. They want a welfare career, and I'm talking about before the economy turned. Yeah, there's a lot of women that's handling their business that's doing right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry to hear about your situation. But
I'm good. I mean, those women, that's still foundation. It's not that there. I know women that will live on because they come from Section 8. You know what I mean? If you look at certain families that they didn't produce college graduates or high school graduates, or if you have this family that they're drug addicts or alcoholics, then you keep producing it. Generational curses. So that's foundation. But if you also look at those families that produce these judges and these college graduates, you know, that are productive, you know, that's still generational, but that's still a blessing. It comes from foundation. It's still not about the money. It's still not about the check, because if they didn't have the kid, they would still be looking for some hustle to stay home. That's just pure laziness. It's not about them having a baby. That's just foundation. That's just what they know.
Well, that's a lot of minimizing the situation. Still, you have a choice to change your own life. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
regardless of what situation you put in, if you love it, then everybody else gonna like it. You know what I'm saying?
But
if you choose not to do that, it's just what a person wants out of life. I'm quite sure that you had a foundation that was a lot better than some, and then also you choose to do better. You know what I'm saying? You don't choose to live like that.
My mom made that choice. I kind of, some days I wonder, and I thank her every day that she did something different. My mother had me at 16. I had my first at 16 as well. My grandmother had her first at 14. And that's, I mean, seriously, that was our family. My daughter was the last to come through our family from an unwed mother or from a teenage mother. My mom comes straight from the projects. My grandmother cleaned homes. You know, I have an aunt that still doesn't have a career, but my mom made that choice that she joined the Navy and then she went to college. And all I knew was her hustle. So I wasn't around to witness the laziness. And I'll be real with you, too. When I had my first kid, I remember my aunt taking me. No one said finish school. No one said anything like that to me because I left my mom's home. I went to go live with my aunt only because they put no responsibility on me. There was no expectation of me, and I'm telling you, between two of my aunts on my mom's side and my dad's side, they took me straight to the welfare office. That's it. Go get your driver's license. Matter of fact, go get your ID, go get your social card. You know, this is what we're taking. Go get your WIC and whatever. And I did that for, like, maybe 1 or 2 years. You know, I know it was before my son turned 4, before I got off that stuff. And then I ended up back at home, and my mom, I just watched her. it just, you know what I'm saying? But if you're in that environment, you do make that choice. But if you don't see anybody else doing it, you kind of do as is. I still have so many cousins that are doing the norm, you know, the norm for them. Sometimes it is environment, but I mean, when we're talking, we're on, you know, something different, but, you know, sometimes it is environment. You have to make the choice, but if there's no incentive and there's no one pushing, you know, it's cold outside. I've learned with my daughter, I have to remind her about her beauty, and that's from inside out to where she goes out and have the confidence to tackle and expect challenges. She loves challenges, whereas when I was a kid, I was cool with just mediocre. And you have to provide that for a kid to go out there to go hungry. I mean, and that's
like,
a whole other issue. I hope they bring it up one day.
Like you said, you said just basically what I said. You made that choice to change. You made that choice to show your daughter a different side.
It didn't come. I understand that, but it didn't come. It wasn't. It wasn't. People don't just.
Whenever it came. Whenever.
It's an example.
Whenever it came.
It was an example. It was an example that I saw. And it was my mom. It was when I went back home when my son was about 3 years old, and I really saw her hustle. Because matter of fact, my mom was back in college, and I really saw her hustle, and she worked so hard. I think I took it for granted, but I also kind of surrounded myself by lazy thinkers. So it's not necessarily all the time instinctive. There is like that one person that will come through that will give you the encouragement to do something different. You know, and outside of that, you are looking at what is foundation and what is generational. You know, it does take some encouragement for somebody else. I believe that. And my mom, when I went back home and I saw her, that was my encouragement. I respected her hustle.
Do any one of y'all believe that, I'm not saying we're getting off topic, but the point of the matter is I think a lot of women mistake men and boys. You have baby by boys and not by men. Talk about the men aspect and how men are getting treated wrong and how men are doing things. A lot of women mistake just because you in your 30s and 40s, that don't mean you fucking with a man. You still fucking with a
right.
Little, talking about men here. We're talking about the men.
Mama's
getting,
boy is that.
You know what I'm saying?
If you don't understand the difference, then she's not a woman either. If you don't recognize, you know.
I get it. I'm trying to let a lot of listeners know.
Yeah.
They are making a big mistake, and it's like, well, you know what? All men ain't shit. No, it's the little boys that you fucking, and that's your decision. You made that decision to fuck that little boy because you trying to say that he a baller and he has potential, and you know that he wasn't shit to begin with. So let's look at the fact that we're looking at men who want to deal with their kids, and then you got these sorry-ass bras that saying no because they didn't got hurt by their other baby daddies. Let's look at the fact that men are trying to take care of their kids, that they don't run away from responsibility, they run toward their responsibility. Then you got these women who try to stick them for their money because that's the only thing they know how to hurt a man. It's like, you know what? If you a man, you're going to want to be around your kid. If you ain't paying your money, you're not going to be around your child. We're looking at that aspect because a man is like, hey, you know what? Here goes some money. And that's fucked up. That you equate your child with money and not with love. And a lot of women do that.
I won't lie. I'm not going to say I do it, that I exercise it, but there are some times when my daughter was younger, I would be so irritated with her dad. And it wasn't even about the money. It's just that he wasn't consistent. And it would piss me off. I would say, you know what, she can't go anywhere. I'm not going to lie. I said it. In my case, what I grew tired of was him, you know, flexing and giving me a whole bunch of, well, I'm this and I'm her daddy and I can do this and I can do what I want to do and showing up and, you know, the court, you know, the procedures and stuff like that. And I would say, well, you know what? She can't go anywhere today. And I've been guilty.
But my thing is this. But most men, I'm going to tell you the truth, most men are logical. So I'm going to be logical and I want you to answer this question for me. And I'm Ricky. My question is to you, what did you do? Because, see, a lot of men don't wake up and be like, fuck this, I'm the motherfucking daddy, I'm going to do this bullshit. Most men don't do that because we are not confrontational. Most men are not confrontational. We get upset with the dumb shit y'all say because y'all know what buttons to press. So my thing is to a lot of women, what the fuck did the man do? You know, he ain't shit. He wants to flex. What the fuck do you do? Because guess what? I bet you flex first. You probably got upset.
No, no. I'll tell you this, and I think with a lot of men, when they say that they're not going to do anything, because that was the case with me, and I've gone to the child support courts, and it's always this, because the guys don't even show up to even exercise their rights. They are so pissed at the point that they were even fronted with being served with the papers. That's all I did. That's all I did. When I got pregnant, you know, I realized what it was. I mean, we were actually closer before I got pregnant with her. And, you know, and I realized that we were drifting apart. And so when it came time for her to be born, what I was not going to do is, if you, like you said, understanding the difference between a man and a boy, and I had to be a woman. I was not going to be sleeping with this man anymore. I was not going to give him my tail or anything like that if he was not going to step up and take care of his daughter. So, and I told him up front, you have 6 months. I'm not going to beg you for pampers. I'm not going to beg you for shit. You have 6 months to step up. And then after that, then we'll go and do what I got to do. And after, I think I waited a year, and I filed for child support, and he told me, I'm going to show you about putting those white folks in my business. And I don't think that he's the only one. I hear that all the time. These guys, for some other reason, I mean, what do you expect? What do you expect? Regardless of what you call my flesh first, if that's what you call my flesh, that's ridiculous. You don't have to act like that. It was just a matter of you taking care of what you were supposed to do. It took two of us, man. You know what I mean? It took two of us, and these are the consequences for our actions. We have a child, and that's, you shouldn't have to go to the court. I asked you simply, and why should I have to ask you? The same as if I'm dating someone, I shouldn't have to ask him for his help. If he's a grown man, he should know. Not necessarily read my mind, but he should definitely understand and be in tune with what I have going on, at least ask. So I just birthed your kid. So, therefore, pampers are in place, wipes are in place, onesies are in place, bottles, milk, you know, teething rings, clothes, shoes, you know, blankets, daycare. I mean, what else do they don't come in this world for free? And you expect that I'm going to do it on my own? That's
breastfeed.
All I did. If people ask me all the
You're
time,
right. But hold
wait,
on, hold that
them, and that's all I did. I filed for child support. I put this on my grandmother. That's all I did, is file child support.
Okay, well, listen, hold that thought 1 second, because we got other callers that want to chime in and speak on this, too. We were running out of time tonight. We're going to keep our comments pretty short. Kosh, stay on the phone with us if you don't mind. Just kind of hold tight. We're going to get back to you. But we have another caller calling out of Louisiana. Caller calling with a 2431. I think, Julian, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on?
Talk to us a little bit, man. I know you've been listening. What's going on? We're talking about,
well, man,
you know, really, man, what's going on with you? What are your thoughts?
Well, man, you know, I'm just kind of catching some of the tail end of it, man. And so I'm taking what the young lady just said and, of course, what Ricky just said. And, of course, you know, just general thought, man, it's just a sad situation, man, because down the line, man, you're going to look back. You can't get back that time that you've missed through the first few years of that child's life. And that's ultimately what it's about. Just to give you just a background about mine, man, my father died the weekend of Father's Day, 1988. So I have full appreciation for Father's Day. And so, man, I'll trade the world to have him back, you know. But, you know, I've known some people who've gone through some things, man, and it's just horrible. And it's discouraging to hear that, you know.
Wow.
So, but, you know, that being said, man, you know, you hear a lot of women talk about the guys, about them not being real men and they're being boys. Well, man, they're men regardless. It may not be the man that you want them to be. You know, very few times I've ever heard a woman say, hey, you know what, I made a mistake, or I made a misplace in judgment by actually just getting with this guy. I thought that maybe this guy would change, and he didn't, and here it is, I'm in this situation. It's always, man, this dude is never doing this or that. And really the only time he's coming after you is because of money, because that's the only thing that can really push your button. Is money. That's the only thing the guys hold on to. One of the few things, you know, that money is going to be a touchy subject about it. So, of course, they're going to hit about it. Not to mention that, hey, courts look at it the same way. But, I mean, it's just a sad situation, man. And I hope that guys who do take care of their families, whether they're married or not, that they do step up in. And it's never too late to actually get in a child's life. So, pretty much my thoughts.
Amen. We appreciate that comment. Stick around for a little bit if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Gentlemen, I mean, we're getting some good feedback tonight. Also, what I want to do is just keep the phone lines open. Y'all are okay with that?
Yeah.
I'm all right. Go to another caller.
Okay. Let's keep it in the Midwest and open up the lines to another caller calling out of KC. Claire, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Have you been listening to the show? What are you, what's going on tonight?
I mean, I've been listening, and I know there's been a little, I guess, disturbance on the male side as far as the money and what have you. But I personally, my situation, years ago, I was 19, and the young man was 29 years old. So, yes, I admit to anyone that knows me and knows me close, you know, as I have in the past, that I made a mistake being with a man 10 years older than me, as well as he should have never messed with me. Now, his error in judgment is thinking that since I was so young, I would have no choice but to cling to him. But he didn't check my background. He didn't know that I came from good. He didn't know that I was already good. In addition to my coming from good, I had 3 jobs. I was a 19-year-old about my stuff, not to mention I was in college. So when he came to me and said to me at 7 months pregnant, when this baby's born, don't come calling me every day talking about she needs something. That was all he needed to say to me. Enough said. I know what to do with this. And see, there was never a interest in a relationship. It wasn't. It was LaToya was being fast. I can admit that. I'm grown enough to admit that. I had a baby that I wasn't going to abort. So Toya did what Toya had to do. Now, I gave this man 5 years.
Okay.
5 years to get his stuff straight. I didn't mess with the state, anything. I said, you know, because I knew he had other kids. He expressed to me that he had issues with money. I'll be there how I can, but blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, call it what you will. I got this. I'm going to give you 5 and see what you do within that 5. He didn't do so much as hop back and spit her way on a child that you created on purpose.
Okay.
So,
well, hold on just 1 second. I mean, just kind of stay on the line. I mean, they're letting us know what's going on. We're hearing it from the good men. We're hearing about some bad men, you know, some baby daddies, some deadbeat dads. We're also hearing from some real men tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You know, let's keep the phone lines open if the panel doesn't mind, and you know, keep it here in Texas. We have a caller on the line out of White Settlement. Caller, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Andy?
What's going on? Talk to us. How you feeling tonight?
Hey, Mr. Ricky, I concur with you completely. The father of my child, you know, we were young, and he was, you know, a baller. He got his UCLA scholarship, got drafted, was a hoe, but you know what? He did his job as a father and still to this day does for our 13-year-old. And I work the midnight shift to 7 a.m. I'm a network engineer, security. He is an aeronautical engineer now. And I salute all you good dads that stand up and take care of your kids and come and get them, babysit, do whatever for us, because it is hard. So I really do. I salute you guys, and happy Father's Day. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem.
Well, you know what? I'm glad there is some women out there that will recognize that, because there are a lot of women out there that's like, well, you know good, or I'm the mama and the daddy. I'm just glad there's some women out there that will recognize that. So, you know, thank you for calling in, and maybe you can help some of these women out and let them see their kids, let those dads see their kids, you know, and not just on Father's Day, but on any day.
Correct.
Father's Day is one day, you know what I'm saying, and they try to make it as one day, but a father is every day. But
I can't believe it.
And sometimes the mama won't let him be a father every day.
And also, Ricky, there's a difference between being a father and a daddy. So, and that's it. He's both. He plays roles in both with her. And he did miss the first few years of her life playing ball, and that's fine. And now he's regretting it because he has 2 other, you know, daughters, and it's like he's been there for them. And, you know, he's trying to make it up to her now, and she's kind of like, you know, breaks. Yeah, I'm 13, Dad, let me be. So I understand, but you guys, I mean, some of these females, yeah, exactly, they're messing with boys. And, you know, it takes a man to stand up to that job.
Hey, Rick.
Just like he does a woman.
You know, so,
You know something though? In this society that we're living in now, the babies that are being born now, the kids are getting a lot younger. You know what I'm saying? As we listen today, you know, most of them was, you know, when I was growing up, most people that was getting pregnant, it was kids kind of the norm, maybe 16, 17, 19, or maybe some 20. But then you even got some kids, you know, they starting to have sex a lot earlier, 10, 11, 12 years old. And there's girls that's having puberty a lot earlier, which allowing them to get pregnant. You know, so a lot of these kids haven't even found, you know, some of these kids haven't even found themselves yet, let alone to be able to take care of a child. So that's some of the sad stories. But on the other hand, you know, Rick, we was always getting a bad rep anyway because they say mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
My dad used to say
You know
that.
What I'm saying? They say mama's baby, daddy, maybe. So right then and there, they trying to kick us out the picture anyway. Because they, well, which they did. It's a, you know, they carried that baby for 9 months. But they didn't get that baby by eating watermelon. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, just a little pointer there.
No,
can we go to the phone line?
Give me 1 second, man. I just want to let a lot of women know, you carried them for 9 months, but we carried them all our lives. Let me be real about that. We carried them all our lives. They in us right now. You got 9 months, and that's it. We got them all our life. Because if it wasn't for us, I'm sorry, that story in the Bible, that's cool. Real life is, we carry these kids all our lives in our sacks, and we give them to y'all for only 9 months. That's not just your child. That's our kids. It will never just be your child. And a lot of times you hear women, they already make claims. This is my child. No, bitch, this is our child. Let's keep it real. Since you already putting position on it, you know what I'm saying? You already taking us out the picture just by saying this is mine, because mine means singular. And a lot of women, when you hear them talk, this is my child, you don't hear women, you know, we got kids together. So that's my point for the night. You have to understand, ladies, stop saying mine and start saying ours, because ours means together.
Correct. Yeah. I concur.
Well, that's what's up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and keep the phone lines cracking tonight. Carl, you're in Atlanta, another Atlanta caller, and I believe, I take that back, I regress that. We have a caller from Baltimore. That's on. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you for clearing that up, Andy.
Talk to us. What's going on?
Okay, after listening, you know, I'm a single parent, and first of all, just having a child, you know, and raising a child on your own, it's an emotional thing. And it's emotional for me because I love my child. Like, I love her more than anything. And I get upset with her dad for things that he does or doesn't do because it affects her. And I hate to see her hurt. Like, her hurt hurts me more than, you know, her being hurt, because that's my child. And I would do anything to protect her and to, you know, keep her safe. And I will say my child, because it is mine. It's his, too. And if I'm talking to him, I don't, you know, refer to her as my child. You know, I say our child. And I think there was a young lady who spoke a few callers ago. I think her name again was a C, but I can't remember exactly what it was. And I could hear the passion in her voice and how she was saying that, you know, my daughter, my baby needs Pampers and this and that. And I can relate, because I just had this conversation with her dad last Wednesday after we got off the show. And I'm like, hey, you know, just like you get up every morning and got to get dressed, so does she. And just like you, you know, have to eat every day, so does she. Like, do you ever think about, you know, that standpoint of life? Like, if she's hungry, I can't tell her, oh, well, I can't feed you right now because I don't have it. I got to feed her. And those are the things that I deal with every day. Like, when she gets upset and she comes home from school and she, you know, something happened, I'm the person that she comes to. And I had to explain to him, like, her confidence comes from daddy. You know, confidence comes from your dad. I can try all day long to make her confident, but it's not the same, you know, when it comes from you. Like, that's what they do. And I'm like, she's 8 right now. And I'm like, she needs you. She needs you more than anything. Why do I have to pick up the phone to tell you that? Like, why don't you know that your child needs you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes no sense. And so he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do better. And 3-4 days went by before he decides to call. Like, I don't get it. As much as I do for her, I don't see how you don't love her and want to do the same that I do. Like, I don't get it. Now, on the flip side, I have male friends that are excellent dads. Like, I cheer them on. I think sometimes the women that they have kids with are crazy. I'm like, what were you thinking when you had a kid with this child? And if I had, you know, my daughter's dad, if he had that role like they had it and did the things that, you know, these men do, I'd be happy. You know, I'd be jumping up and down, kicking my heels, like, wow, you go. And I try my best to make sure that I let those men know, wow, you're a good dad, and I commend you. If anybody else doesn't, I commend you. You know, I have friends who are single dads that are raising their kids, and that's something to be commended on either side. And I think what we miss is that our society has made it the way it is, and we don't see that. Like, it goes far beyond how young we are or the whole circumstances. Like, when you think back at slavery times, when the white man wanted to do something to us African-Americans, the first thing they would do is attack the man because he's the breadwinner. He's the winner of the family. You feel what I'm saying? So if we're walking around thinking, oh, well, black men aren't this, they don't take care of their kids, they're not this, that just goes along with old times. And we got to start rethinking different because they're not all like that. I don't pinpoint every dad or baby dad like mine is because they're not all the same. All their issues and situations aren't the same. But I refuse to give up because I'm still going to say, this is your child. This is our child. We had her together, and this is a role that you need to play because she needs you. Regardless of what I'm going through, how I feel about you, she needs you. And that's something I'll never forget. That's something I'll never let go because she does.
Well, that's real talk, Nico. Paul, what are your thoughts, man?
Well, I think that one of the dynamics that kind of determined,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I live with my wife and our son, I don't have the, how can I put this? It's more difficult to care about something on a day-to-day basis when you're not there with that something or someone day-to-day. For women, or for anyone who's the custodial parent, you are more involved with that child because you live there with them. You see them every day. I think that when there's that distance, you're living a separate life from that child. And we all get involved with our own lives and get caught up. I know I don't call my mom enough, and that's because I don't live with my mom. When I lived with her, we talked every day. And I think that you'll get that same dynamic to children. And it's not frustrating to hear that. That is the fact of the matter. If you're a man who has a child with a woman and you are not together and maybe you're dating another woman or living with another woman, or have a child with another woman who you're living with,
something's going on in the background.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah.
It's not here. And in an ideal world, the child that doesn't live with you would get the same attention as the one that does, but it just doesn't work that way.
Okay.
That's a big reason why you will see fathers who don't live with their children not really giving them the same kind of time that moms would like them to give.
Okay.
You have to kind of quantify, again, and I would ask any of these women to answer, like, what really constitutes a deadbeat dad? Is it just the financial aspect, or is it the emotional and physical involvement in that child's life? Any woman who can answer that, please sign in.
If I may interject, this is Andy here. Andy Mack. Yeah, I don't live with him. We've been separated for 10 years. I've known each other for 20. And, you know, high school sweethearts and everything like that. And still, he does his job as a dad. So it's like, I'm just confused at some of the women because, and I agree with Ricky on this, is that it does come down to your environment variables. Because, okay, guess what? You are in that confinement. Guess what? Get out of it. Make that way. Push your way. Shove that way. I did. He did. So it all boils down to, yeah, okay, it's not about the money with me. Because I make my own money. And I will support my child with or without him. But he's there because he loves her. So I'm just confused at some of the women on tonight that are... I go back to Ricky. You guys are messing with boys and not men. That's
okay,
how
I got one more statement here that a lot of people, I think they're missing, a lot of women miss. And I think Carl from Atlanta said it. But basically, maybe a lot of men are not around is because he wasn't there to bond with the child. You have to understand men, and a lot of women don't. We have to be there. You have to allow us to be there to enjoy our child. And if you don't allow us to be there, we can distance ourselves. You're more emotional than we are. We're more logical. So a lot of women are like, okay, you ain't going to be around your daddy. He is no good. Well, guess what? Logically, I can go make another one. So I can try to bond with this child because I'll give you my example. 10 years ago, I had sex with this young lady in college. She said she was pregnant. Then she said it wasn't mine. 10 years later, when her and her husband got a divorce, she's like, hey, you got a child. We need to do child support. Guess what? That's cool and all, but I have no connection with this little girl. I saw her 1 to 10 years. So it's like, can you really be a daddy to this little girl? I can see her. I can be like, hey, how you doing? But it's no true connection. You see, women need to understand that you have to have, a man has to have a connection with his child. And y'all play these little games, these little fucked up games, and don't allow us to bond. And then you want to know why you ain't called in 5 days. What the fuck for? Really, a lot of women... You hold off for a month or two. But fuck your daddy. He ain't shit. I'm going to hurt him this way. Understand, every moment we are losing connection with this child, and you're doing this shit. That's one thing a lot of women do on a regular basis. I ain't going to let him see his child unless he pays. You're fucking up a bond, you sorry bitch. You are really fucking up a bond.
Wow.
You. Honestly, I have to say this because there's a lot of scummy bitches out there in this world. There are some scummy bitches out there, and they will do that because in my situation, a 10-year-old comes up to me, don't even say that I'm her dad, just looks at me like I'm a fucking stranger. How dare this scummy bitch do that to not only me, but my family? See, these women need to realize it's not only the dad that you're hurting, and the granddad, and the grandmom, and the aunts and the uncles. It's a whole other side of the family that this child is not bonding to. But this god is looking at money, you scummy bitches. How dare you do some shit like that? And there's a lot of bitches out there because, see, women, you see, let me distinguish women and these bitches that I'm talking about.
See, a woman would be like, okay, we just didn't make it, fuck it. But I know you need to bond with your child. But these little scummy, sorry bitches that's running around here, they are like, I want to bond with the money, because money equals child. If you want to see your child, give me the money. Bitch, it's more to life than money. But people don't want to look at that. Now, that was my two cents on that issue, dog. I just have to point that out, that there are women that's probably on this call and listening, but there's a lot of scummy bitches, and you're upset. And another thing, you're upset because you're not over the dude. That's why you tried to hit him with child support. You're not over him. A lot of women who's over somebody, fuck it, go ahead and see your daddy. I'm going over here. But you want to get some attention from this dude. I don't want you being with my child and you with this other hoe. A bitch always with you, huh? So why are you tripping? You know the type of bitch I want. Let's just be honest today. I just wanted to put that out there. You are so tied into me that you fucking up my relationship with my child. How dare you? You simple bitch.
Hey, Rick, I fell in that same category, man, with I had sex with a young lady in high school, junior year, and I didn't know that I had a child. So she stayed up the street from me, and when I went to college or whatever, my mom still stayed on the same block. Make a long story short, I found out through one of my lodge brothers that I had a child in high school. I said, I don't have no child. Now, mind you, my other children, they end up going to school with this young lady, and they almost got into a fight. And so I was like, my daughter come on and said, Daddy, you got a I said, not that I know of. I don't have no more kids. You know what I'm saying? That was it. Well, come to find out, I got a daughter 15 years old in high school. Mm. So when I go meet the child, I'm like, okay, Why is it taking this long for you to tell me when all this time my mama stayed down the street, why you ain't let her know at least that, okay, Eric got a child, da-da-da-da-da. None of that shit happened. So then and this child comes around, she's like, well, I'm thinking, okay, let's make this official. Let's take the DNA test, da-da. She started calling me dad off the top. Dad, I don't want to do all that, you know. I just want a father. So I'm like, okay, fine, that's cool. But like you said, it's hard to have a bond with the child, and you don't know this person. And
wow.
especially when I try to be a father and call and check on her, the first thing out of her mouth is, "Can I have?" Wait a minute, can we say hi? You know what I'm saying? That irritates me when the first words out of your mouth, can you give me? You know, I don't like that. I don't like that from an adult, let alone a child. I agree with everything you said.
Dude, I haven't been in that situation. I know of similar situations, but, I mean, let's keep the phone lines open, 646-727-3279. We get real talk in here, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we do it this week on the Blog Talk Radio. We got a caller. Let's keep it coming out of California. Caller on the line.
Yo, what it do? What it do, man? It's Yusuf from L.A. What's up, man? How you doing, Andy?
Talk to me, man. What's going on?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I just want to say, first off, Father, happy Father's Day to all the fathers and mothers out there, man. And a caller mentioned something today that kind of woke me up a little bit. You know, when women mess with dudes, you know that dude ain't going to be a mouth to be shit. You know the nigga in the projects, he game banging. He ain't gonna be a mouth to be nothing. So why choose him and then complain later on? The same as with a man. You know this girl ain't nothing. You know she ain't nothing but going to be on welfare all her life. You know. So you can't turn a whore into a housewife. So don't do that.
It is.
But out here, though, and Rick, you made some good comments. You know what? Out here in Cali, man, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, man. There's a lot of single dads out here that's stepping up out here, man. man. You know, because these bitches out here, man, I ain't gonna lie, they getting real lazy nowadays. These bitches out here getting $1,300 a month for two kids on child support and staying in one bedroom. You know what I'm saying? That's frustrating for a dude. That's frustrating for a dude. He's coming over to come see his kids, and they all on the damn couch. But he paying $1,300 a month. You see what I'm saying? That's how you get O.J. Simpson. You see, that's how you get the O.J.
Right.
So, you know, real talk, man. You know, because out here, you know what I'm saying? I think women abuse it more, you know, because, you know, we're making a lot more money out here. Just, I'm just talking about L.A., California. And they know they can get them chips. You know what I'm saying? Especially they know a dude that's making some money, and they take advantage of the system. And it's not a good look, because at the end of the day, you're hurting the kid. Yeah, you can pay, but you're hurting the kid, man. That's why I got mine with me. It's cheaper to keep her. I'm telling all these dads out here, man, keep her ass. Let me tell you something, dog. I ain't moving no motherfucking where. I almost left one day, but I said, no, I ain't going to take my clothes. I'm going to take my clothes to the cleaners. I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Because what's going to happen? I'm going to take, when I leave, I'm taking my kids, and I'm going to slap child support on her motherfucking ass. That's how I'm going to do that.
Amen. Amen.
So,
that's what I do,
bro. That's how you do it, dog. But you know what, man? I ain't going to lie. You know, I'm out here in L.A. taking care of my kids, man. It's cheaper to just keep them, dog. Just take care of them. I'm going to tell these dads, dog, because, you know, these women out here, man, they put that child support you on the hot, man. They won't even give a nigga a chance. Give them at least, and when I say a chance, give them at least maybe a year or two to get their shit together. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard on a brother out here, you know what I'm saying? Especially trying to get a job or something like that. Because putting that child support, that's 100% sure it's going to be a strain on that kid's relationship with him and his dad or her and his dad. So keep the white folks up out of that, man.
May I interject, Andy?
Yeah, you have a
couple. Please, go.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah, man, I just, you got me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, you were talking earlier about the guy with the six kids and the reason he hopped around job to job for, you know, child support. Okay, I know the system. And because my father was a lawyer, and yeah, the reason why it works that way.
No, just go on. Don't want to switch it out. I'm just going to switch it out.
Go ahead.
Okay. The reason why it works that way in Texas is because child support in Greg Abbott does not kick in until 90 days when they want to summon you and start revoking your driver's license and decide to put you on the top 10 list and put your little ass in jail. Now, the right men will do the right thing, like Spike Lee says, and just pay it. But there does have to be a common denominator in this and say, hey, look, dude, yeah, we are 50-50 on this. I just slapped braces on my daughter yesterday for $1,900. That was my copay from the insurance. And I'm like, hey, B, you know what? I owe you half of it already. He's like, no, don't worry about it. Still, it's like, yeah, look at who you're messing with, who you're fucking, dude. Excuse my language. But women, come on. Get a higher standard of quality of men, and maybe if you decide to have a baby, okay. But I'm taking care of your kids as well with my 35% taxes I pay each year. So don't go there with me.
You know what, ladies? This is an outstanding topic. I mean, we've touched on all bases. We've heard from all parts of the country. And it seems like some of us are going through similar situations. Some of us are going through some situations. But, I mean, the truth of the matter is, you know, even I don't even know if there's any kind of resolution that we could put to this. But, I mean, if we can, you know, let's talk about that. Just real briefly before we wrap the show up, you know, in about 40 seconds or less, you know, E-Dub, I know you. And can you kind of tell us, you know, what needs to be done about this? How can we get this resolved? How can men really, truly step up to the plate and be recognized for real men, to be a real man?
The only thing I can say to minimize the dead beatness that's out there is, for one, a lot of us older brothers who's done been through it. Let's help mentor some of these brothers that are stepping in the same waters that we stepped in. I think if we can reach one and then he reach another or whatever, then somewhere down the line, I don't see us breaking the whole cycle, but at least we can put some minimization on it.
Okay. That's what's up. Carl, your thoughts?
Definitely, I have to echo that the older guys should definitely mentor the young men and keep them out of some of the pitfalls that we've run into. But also, I think that fathers just have to decide that their children are the most important thing in their life, whether the child lives with them or not, whether they like their mother or not, and do all that they can to step up and handle their responsibilities. And if that means paying child support, then that's what you have to do. But I think on above and beyond the child support is to do the other things that really make a father a father. And I think that in the long run, that will be a more satisfying relationship for the father and the child. And also, I think that experience for the child going forward will keep them out of the cycle and will keep them from making some of the mistakes that the parents before them made.
All right. Who heard of that, man? Ricky, your thoughts, man?
What I want the men to do and the women to do and the listeners to do is, if you got a baby mama and y'all get into an argument, what I want you to do is sit her down, have a drink with her, and listen to this show. For the simple reason, you're going to hear men with these emotions built up in us, and we can let them know, not just by you saying it, but other men around this country saying the same thing. Stop this shit. Let that shit go and let me raise my child. Period. Because we own some bullshit and we grown. So what we teaching them to do? So it's a generational curse. Let's end this shit, man. That's the only thing I can say. How we can better this? Sit down with that baby mama or baby daddy and said, hey, let's end this bullshit tonight. Because it's not even about us no more. As soon as I had this child, it's all about them. And we making it about us, and that shit is petty. Let's just be real with that. That's what I have to say about that, pal.
That's what sucks, y'all.
That's our future. That's our future that they messing with.
Yeah. We keep it 100 here all the time, y'all. How was your weekend is the truth. This is coming up. Like I say all the time when the show's about to start, the callers, y'all keep the show was cracking. Y'all keep it interesting. And, you know, make sure that you tell somebody what you heard tonight, because this is how we do it. I want to, before we even think about getting out of here, while I have you all on the line, Carl, I know you're down there in Atlanta doing your thing, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Well, I'm the district manager for a chain of barbershops down here in Atlanta called Goodfella Barbershops. Got 6 locations around town. If you're ever in the city, or if you live in the city and you want to go to a nice professional atmosphere type barbershop where you can go in, get the same kind of conversations you just had here on the line, come check us out. Our website, I think it's linked with the blog site, goodfellasbarbershops.com. Come see us.
That's what's up. If y'all haven't seen the link, it is on the Blog Talk Show, blogtalkradio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Check it out, Goodfellas Barbershop. I've seen the pictures. When I go to the ATL, I promise you, bro, I'm sitting in your chair. Best believe it. You know what I'm saying? E-Dub, fam, what's up? Talk to me, man. You're in the city of Missouri representing the Midwest. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. What you got going on?
Well, Andy, I'm in KC, KCMO Metropolitan area, and I have a company called Wilson Construction and Electric. My website is still in progress, but basically type of work we're doing is remodeling, general contracting. I'm a master electrician
licensed, bonded, and insured out here in this area. And, you know, I'm just getting off the ground or whatever and trying to give people good, wholesome service as far as repairs or whatever, you know. No job too small, you know what I'm saying? Just give me a call. So my number, like I said, I don't have a website, but my number, if you're in this area, is 913-207-2363. Give me a call, and I'll come out and try to fix it all.
That's what's up.
Do it right the first time.
That's how we got to do it, y'all. Let this man take care of your needs. You know, Bob Vila did his thing, and he stepped out. This is the new Bob Vila of the Midwest. I can guarantee it, y'all. If y'all need it fixed, y'all need to get him taken care of. E-Dub is the man. So I know we're about to get things wrapped up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank y'all for your ears. You know, just on my final thoughts, I mean, just food for thought, folks. What you think about is what you attract. You know, what I mean by that, I mean your heart, your mind, and your body are not on the same page when you're reading someone. If the pattern seems to represent something that this guy could hurt me or this chick ain't all that, you know, if your mind is telling you that up front, you may want to listen to that because that's where it's really coming from. I mean, everything has to be on the same accord. So it may not be easy to, you know, look for that man because most women I know you're told to, you know, look for a man that's like your dad. But then again, you know, we don't really know what kind of dad you had. You don't know what kind of man your father really is. So, you know, keep that, take that into consideration. But, you know, like Ricky was saying, man, let that man who was with you, let him be a stronghold in helping him, you know, mature and nurture that child into a man or make that little girl into a strong, lovely woman. Because so often we get lost in just letting our kids watch television and just not paying them any attention. And the things that we say and the things that those kids hear, they pick up on that. You know, your daddy ain't this. Your mom ain't this. They pick up that negativity, and it just installed in them. Instead of trying to say, hey, you know what? Me and daddy didn't work out, but the relationship between you and him always needs to be strong. Keep that in mind. So when we look at on Father's Day, on Sunday, we'll make sure they have those values every day. So, you know, we salute real fathers, man. And, you know, keep standing up strong. And for those who need to watch how to be a man and how to stand up, you know, learn from these men that are around you. And we're just going to keep it positive, y'all. We keep it 100 here all the time, each and every time. That's how we roll, and that's what we're going to do, and that's how we make this show even better and better and better. So thank you for your ears, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening tonight. You know, as we wrap up the show, let me just thank my panel, E-Dub, Carl, and as always, Ricky's here to show out. You know, I want to thank the fantastic folks who called in and were blogging tonight, expressing your thoughts. We keep it real. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight and you got to go back and tell some other people about the show, man, just do me a favor. Just tell three more people to listen with you next week. We keep it hot, y'all. Real topics, real truth. Lying when the truth will do. Who always wants to represent somebody that they not, to just front like they somebody that they really ain't, to get somebody that they really don't even know? You know, we'll discuss after that why people lie, who they are, and what they have to prove, y'all. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. That's Ricky Williams. Good night. Go mob. And we gone.